Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
If there ever has been a time in God's dealing with humanity, when false prophets did not arise to lead his people astray, I am not aware of it. God expressed great concern through Moses about the prophets who would prophesy in their own names and would make predictions without any authority for doing so. Some of the prophets among the Israelites actually spoke in the name of false gods, such as Baal, Ashtaroth, and Moloch. The false prophets, whatever their methods, message, or motivation, did enormous damage to God's people and to the nations surrounding Israel. Balaam was one of those prophets who would have done great harm had he been allowed to do so. He would have cursed God's people, but he was restrained from doing so. Like so many preachers and prophets through the centuries, he would have preached the truth if the price had been high enough. The Apostle Peter referred to some prophets and their followers who had forsaken the right way and had gone astray. They followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 2 Peter 2:15. In his letter to the church at Pergamos, Jesus said through John, "But I have a few things against you, because you have there them who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, and to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication." Revelation 2:14. Does this sound at all like some of the modern television evangelists? The prophet Jeremiah was deeply concerned about the messages of some of the false prophets. Jeremiah constantly warned the Israelites of impending judgment if they did not repent and turn to God to be forgiven. The false prophets, like some popular false teachers in our day, did not like to hear such negative messages. They thought Jeremiah was a prophet of gloom and doom. Jeremiah warned the prophets not to mislead and to deceive the people. "Therefore I will give their wives unto others, and their fields to them who shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest of them is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace." Jeremiah 8:10-11. Ezekiel, Jeremiah's younger contemporary, expressed many of the same concerns about false prophets. Amos was a dynamic and faithful prophet of God, although he was not a professional prophet. God revealed to Amos the punishment he would bring on Israel. "Behold," the Lord said, "I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. And the high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword." Amos 7:7-9. Leaders who want to be popular with the people do not like that kind of language. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, informed Jeroboam that Amos was conspiring against the king and against the Israelite people. He informed Jeroboam that the land is not able to bear all of the words of Amos. Amos 7:10. Amaziah urged Amos to go back to his home district to earn his living. But Amos had been sent of God to warn the northern tribes of their coming punishment. Nothing and nobody could prevent his doing his duty. How wonderfully blessed the Israelite people were to have such faithful prophets as Amos, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Daniel, and a host of others. If these great prophets had not done their work well, the nation would have suffered even more than it did. We ought to be thankful for such men. Thank you, and may God bless you.